Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. In your teenage years, as you span the time between child and adulthood, it's sometimes hard to separate true love from first crush. This week I'm looking at three such coming-of-age stories. There's a 15-year-old boy with a crush on a French woman, three skateboarders trapped in a Rust Belt town, and two young women in Spain touched by chance. Bernadette, written and directed by John Safis. It's the summer of 1994 in Forest Lake, a suburb near Chicago. Archie, played by Sam Straley, is a 15-year-old freshman who lives with his single mom, played by Sarah Shirky. He plays in a garage band with two other nerds, his best friends Ken and Martin. Archie has just one goal, to meet a beautiful but unapproachable exchange student named Bernadette before she moves back to France in the fall. Problem is, she's a senior, he's a freshman. She's a lifeguard at the local pool and is beautiful beyond belief. Him, not so much. She also has an older boyfriend, a French prof at the local community center, and she's surrounded by a gang of bullies, led by the cruel and vindictive Richter. Luckily, he gets a job at the park where Bernadette works, and his new boss, Dixon, played by James Safis, I assume related to the director, shows him the ropes. Dixon is a legend at his school, tall and charismatic and known for his sexual prowess. He keeps Polaroids of all the women he slept with on the wall of the tool shed he lives in. Anyone else would kill for such a mentor, but not Archie. He can't stand Dixon because of his latest conquest. Nope, it's not what you're thinking. It's not Bernadette Dixon sleeping with. It's Archie's 33-year-old mom. So will Archie come to terms with Dixon, overcome the bully Richter, and convince Bernadette that he's her one true love? Bernadette is a typical boy meets girl coming of age story, but despite the title, it's barely about Bernadette at all. It's actually about a fatal summer in the life of the hero. This is a cute indie movie with a fun cast and enjoyable story. Plot's not especially original. You can predict most of the plot turns a mile away, but it's nicely and neatly constructed. And does every new film have to be super special? An enjoyable teenage rom-com is good enough for me. Minding the Gap, directed by Bing Liu. Rockford is a small city in northern Illinois. It's filled with vacant warehouses and empty factories, cracking sidewalks and vacant lots. All this empty space makes it a paradise for skateboards and the guys who ride them. This documentary follows the lives of three skaters, Kier, Zach, and Bing. Aside from the love of skating, they also share dark pasts. All three of them endured violence or abuse at the hands of their parents. Kier's dad beat him as corporal punishment to discipline him when he did something wrong. He resented it at the time, but now desperately misses his father who died when he was a teenager. Zach also comes from a family with a history of violence and alcoholism, which he seems to be carrying forward in his own relationship with his girlfriend, a relationship mainly based on their baby boy, not any love they once had for each other. Bing's story is the most hidden of the three. He coaxes it out of his mother, who admits her second husband, Bing's stepdad, abused both of them, though the nature of this abuse remains mainly unclear. Minding the Gap follows the three boys as they grow up into men in their 20s, all captured by Bing's ever-present video camera. He's usually behind the camera, not in front of it. It starts as just shots of the three of them gliding down the streets on skateboards, but gradually reveals in a series of interviews traumatic moments in their lives. And about life in a Rust Belt town gradually being emptied of its people. I like this doc, though confessional reality type show documentaries are my favorite format. It's a first film and surprisingly has been already nominated Best Feature Doc in this year's Oscars. Check it out.
Oh,
Carmen and Lola, written and directed by Arantxa Echeverria. Excuse my terrible Spanish pronunciation. Okay, it's a housing project outside present-day Madrid. Lola, played by Zaira Romero, is a prickly 16-year-old graffiti artist who wants to get out of this place. Her illiterate parents, Paco and Flor, and her little brother Miguel are happy with her life there. They run a stall and outdoor market and attend an evangelical church and celebrate birthdays and weddings in the traditional Roma style. Lots of singing and dancing with her friends and relatives. But Lois wants something more. With the help of Paqui, played by Carolina Yusta, who works at local community center, she's trying to pull herself out of the traditional roles forced upon her. At the market one day, she meets the beautiful and glamorous Carmen, played by Rosie Rodriguez, who also works there. She's engaged to Lola's first cousin and dreams of becoming a hairdresser, one of the few professions open to Roma women. For Lola, it's love at first sight. She's enchanted by everything about Carmen, from her little bird-shaped earrings to her lithe body and pretty face. Carmen is everything she desires, and she paints tributes to her on local walls, graffiti art. She teaches her how to swim, so someday they might go to the beach in Malaga together. Is that just a fantasy? But Carmen is shocked when Lola expresses her actual love to her. "I'm normal, Lola, not disgusting like you," Carmen says. "Kiss a boy, you'll see what you're missing." Lola counters, "Kiss me, or you'll never know for sure." Will Carmen and Lola become lovers, or will her strong community ties make that impossible? Carmen and Lola is a wonderful romantic drama about an unlikely couple. It's shot in a realistic style, celebrating Roma culture in Spain, their church services, the music, and traditional costumes. The director uses non-actors for many of the roles and the film never shies away from the racism and poverty they face on a daily basis. This is a very good love story. I really like this one. Carmen Lola and Minding the Gap are both playing at the TIFF Next Wave Festival. That's a festival where all the tickets are free if you're 25 or under. Go to tiff.net for details. And Bernadette is premiering at Vancouver's Just for Laugh Festival and will open later this year. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.